Now I return back to our text. And again, I remind you, the question before us is not whether God could make a man live for 3 days and three nights inside of a fish. The question is, did God do that? Is that what the record says? Now, let's look again at the text, and I'm going to pick up at chapter 2 at verse 2. Now listen to him. And I said, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. God heard him. How? Out of the belly of the grave, Sheol. Jonah called the belly of the fish his grave. He said, cried I, and thou heardest my voice. Now will you listen? For thou hadst cast me into the deep, in the midst of the seas, and the floods compassed me about. All thy billows and thy waves passed over me. May I say that you can't treat that lightly. You need to recognize that this man not only lived in a fish, but if he lived, he lived like a fish, because he was swamped by water. He says, the floods compassed me about. All thy billows and thy waves passed over me. In other words, Jonah's saying, I got wet. And I think that it's all wet to try to say that the man lived 3 days and three nights. I personally think that the devil gets us off arguing about that when we miss the great truth of resurrection that is here. Now, will you notice? He says again, verse 4, then I said, I'm cast out of thy sight. That's death. Yet I will look again toward thine holy temple. He believed he'd be raised from the dead. He had been brought up on the Old Testament, and I think this means many things. I think it means, first of all, that Jonah was one of the many in the north who were faithful, who went down to Jerusalem to worship down there at the temple, for they knew that was the place to worship the living and true God. And he says, I'm going to look again at that holy temple. God will raise me up again. Now, verse 5. Now, listen to this. Does this sound to you like a man is alive? He says, the waters compass me about, even to the soul. He's saying, I got drenched. The depth closed me round about. The weeds were wrapped about my head. Now, this sea monster had been eating a bunch of seaweeds. And if you know anything about them, I pull them out along the Pacific coast here. Some of them are 25 feet long. And this monster had his tummy full of these. And Jonah says, well, I was down there and I got these things all wrapped around my head. Now, do you think the man's describing the fact that he's having a very nice weekend inside of a fish? I don't think so. I think that he's trying to tell us that he went down to the very depths and he's dead. I went down, listen to him, to the bottoms of the mountains. The earth with its bars was about me forever. Now, this is a very interesting translation, because this is in Elizabethan English, back in Shakespeare's day. You will remember that Hamlet speaks of the fact when he saw his father's ghost that the grave hath oped its bars. And that was the way death was spoken of. For its bars was about me forever. What kind of bars, Jonah? Death, of course. That's what he's talking about. And that's the meaning of this translation. For its bars was about me forever. Yet hast thou brought up my life from corruption. Now, you remember when Peter, on the day of Pentecost, brought that message. He says now, the psalmist says, that he would not see corruption. He says, now we all know that David wasn't speaking of himself, because his grave is up yonder, and he saw corruption. That's death, friends. And the miracle about the Lord Jesus is that when he died, he did not see corruption. That body did not corrupt. And that was the difference. And that's the difference between Jonah's experience and our Lord's experience. That Jonah's body actually, in the 3 days and three nights, began to decay. Rigor mortis set in. And he says, "You brought up my life from corruption, O Lord my God." I think this man's talking about being raised from the dead. May I say to you, I think it's rather important that we have a book in the Old Testament that teaches the resurrection of Christ. That is important. Very important. That is one of the main pillars of our salvation. There are two pillars, and the ark of the church rests upon it. The death of Christ and the resurrection of Christ. And they both are taught in the Old Testament. And this book teaches his resurrection.